Then they'll stress too that the Ikkidus Bedidus is not to pick a tefillah from the Siddur or from Tehillim or from the Sefer. Venus Bedidus is your own words. Not only that, but your own language. A person does not understand Hebrew, and the realest Bedidus is to speak the language he understands, whether it is Yiddish or English or Arabic, Turkish, not Spanish, or any language that a person, which is a person's mother tongue, no matter what language it is, even. But it's the language that he's accustomed to speaking where he feels much more familiar. That is the main aspetus, because then he can speak much more freely, and that's what his aspetus means. He must speak very freely to Hashem, plead with Hashem, ask Hashem for a greater closeness between yourself and Hashem. There are people who would say, who would ask, if that's the case that speaking tefillah, your own language, let's say, for example, English, is the real Hasbedidus better than saying tefillahs in Hebrew, how come we don't find this more publicized? How come that all the tefillahs are in a Siddur? Siddur that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, great rabbis before the Sanhedrin who composed these tefillahs, and they are standardized. You have Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, which were founded by the Ovos HaKadoshim and correspond with the Karbonos, Beis HaMikdash. Where is all this talk about tefillahs, your own words, your own language? If it's that important, where is it? And it says, you forget. You forget that the main tefillah was this Beis, original. The world was created based upon his Beis. Originally, that was the only tefillah. But Rambam says that before a tefillahs were compiled, ones we have today, Shachas, Mincha, Matir, before they were compiled, there was only one tefillah, and that was each person, Aveda, Belev. Each person served Hashem with his heart, meaning he spoke to Hashem from his heart. Right from the heart, his own words. There was a mitzvah to daven, of course. Mitzvah to daven was each person should daven whatever is on his heart, pour out your heart to Hashem, that's it. That was the original, that was the main tefillah, Ikkar tefillah. After was the Chachamim saw. Chachamim saw that there is a slackening. There are some people who are lazy. You don't tell them exactly what to daven, how long to daven. People became very lazy. They slackened off. They went to work, or they generally decided to take things easy, so they would fail to daven before this mitzvah. Chachamim saw they must create a fence, a solid foundation where nobody misses out. Then they compiled, they founded the regular tefillahs, Shachas, Mincha, Mativ, that all people alike would daven every day, three times a day. No one would miss it. But this was done only to strengthen tefillah, which had become weak. One of the most important items that reaches up to the highest of heavens, and people began to step on it. The Chachamim had to strengthen this, therefore they compiled the regular tefillahs. However, the fact is, that originally, main tefillah was a Yisbeidus. Main tefillah before them was the davening that came from each person with his own words, from his own heart. And all the great tzaddikim of the past, before these Chachamim came out, great tzaddikim, the Ovos HaKadoshim, though they founded the time, Shachas Mincha Matir, but these tzaddikim at that time, the first generations, going back to Adam Arishon, tzaddikim afterwards, Kanoich, Mesushelah, Noach, so forth, Ovos HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, all these tzaddikim, their main tefillah was inspired this. And this is how they became such great tzaddikim. They did not rise to such a high stature for any reason other than primarily because of his prejudice. In fact, it is even mentioned that David HaMelech wrote the Sefer Tehillim. Where did the words come from? They came from his heart. That was his inspirators. He just wrote it down. That's how Rabbeinu Lister also say special tefillos. He found that he was creating new words, new thoughts that were so wonderful, he wrote them down to be used again. Rabbi Nosazel wrote the whole Sefer Likutei Tefillos based on the Likutei Maran. These were his own words of his bitterness. He wrote them down so that we today are not able to create tefillos of our own. At least we have the Likutei Tefillos based on Rabbi Nosazel's Likutei Maran. And though it is a special mitzvah chay kol hayav, no person should allow a day to go by without saying a piece of paragraph of a tefillah of Likutei Tefillos, every person is required to, it's mandatory, still that's not the main part of his bitterness. Main part of his bitterness still is your own words, as simple as they are, as unintelligible as you think they are, is still what Hashem wants most. Talk to Hashem right from the heart. Straight talk, exactly what you need, what is necessary, Hashem will listen and will accept.